USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An active shooting incident at Naval Air Base Pensacola in Florida this morning leaves three people dead, including the shooter. Seven other people are wounded. The county sheriff, David Morgan, says deputies confronted the gunman and killed him.
Our community is secure at this time. We have no reason to believe, or are we looking for any additional shooters within Escambia County, not just within the parameters of NAS Pensacola.
Two of the deputies suffering non-life-threatening injuries in the exchange, they are among the wounded. Officials say the shooting took place inside a classroom at the base that is home to the Blue Angels. The latest government jobs report blowing forecasts out of the water. The Labor Department says the economy added 266,000 jobs in November, the biggest jump since January. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot. That's LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot.
The CDC releasing new information saying 48 people have died in the U.S. of lung injuries related to vaping. Most patients are male and under 35 years of age. More now on the impeachment inquiry. Republicans responding. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Today, with the speaker announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
it was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in.
Now, President Trump in a tweet saying, I say, if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate. And so that our country can get back to business, we will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify, and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is. I was elected to clean the swamp, and that's what I am doing, explanation point.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg confronts the issue of gun control. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said on Thursday the gun violence epidemic in this country hasn't been solved because politicians have viewed it as a problem plaguing Latinos and African Americans, thus not acting to solve the nationwide madness. The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful discusses his plan to overhaul the background check system.
One of the biggest problems with existing background check systems has nothing to do with the database. It contains a lot of useful information about criminal history, but most of it can't be used actually to deny a purchase. And we're going to change that by requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun. Because just having a background check isn't enough. The question is, even no matter what the background check says, can you stop them from getting a gun when they're a minor, when they have a criminal record, or when they have psychiatric problems?
And Buick says it's ending production of the Regal sedan and the Tourex wagon in 2020. The Regal nameplate's been around for more than 40 years, but the carmaker says buyers prefer to purchase sport utility vehicles these days, and demand for the Regal fell by double digits for the first time through the first 9 months of this year. The Tourex wagon sold better than many thought, but they say it can't maintain a large enough market to justify future production. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.